Communities across America are reaching back in time for the Victorian gingerbread, bungalow porches, and other old-fashioned architectural details they hope will boost the charm of modern-day neighborhoods. It means a comeback for pattern books, those mail-order sources of architectural inspiration so popular in the 19th and early 20th centuries. Back then, published pattern books gave even the rural heartland access to fashionable home design with tips on turrets, porticos, and other stylish touches. The books usually did not contain complete building plans, but they helped home builders capture a look, once available only to the urban elite. Texas communities, such as Fort Worth and Houston, boast examples of Victorian, craftsman, and colonial-style houses designed from these patterns, available in magazines, catalogs, and brochures, as well as in books. Also popular were houses built from Sears Roebuck & Company kits, which came complete right down to the lumber and nails. From the Panhandle to East Texas, examples of Sears kit houses still stand. Today, communities from the eastern shore of Maryland to the Gulf Coast beaches of Mississippi are again using historical pattern books, or even creating their own, to enhance their visual identity. Some are seeking an antidote to the mass-produced designs and suburban sprawl of the post-World War II era. Others want to protect endangered local architectural traditions. In towns devastated by Hurricane Katrina in 2005, free pattern books are available at Walmart and Home Depot stores. Homeowners can learn how to replicate Acadian Creole, arts and crafts, and other regional styles as they build or rebuild, and find tips on landscaping, color schemes, and window details. This new incarnation of pattern books is popular, but not universally welcome. Critics worry about the theme park effect on American communities, with a counterfeit return to a sentimental past. Others argue that prescribed doses of gingerbread and other period decor stifle diversity. This, they say, can never substitute for the intelligent planning that produces livable neighborhoods suited to their time and place.